It seems that one of the, maybe the most basic issue that the Altarim Slabodka addressed was the issue of the Gadlus HaOdom, that Choviv Odom Shenivru B'Tzelem. Man was created B'Tzelem Elikim. And that really is the foundation of all of his success in Avodas Hashem and in life. It's brought, it's told, I heard it from my father-in-law, that the Alter met Rabbi Yisrael Salanta and asked him before he was embarking or as he was embarking on making the Slabodka Yeshiva, how do you make Yeshiva? So he told him the Pasuk, Lahachis Nefesh Shvolim, I always get one word wrong, Lahachis Lev Nidkoyim, to uplift the downtrodden spirits. People are down, people are broken, people don't feel good about themselves. And just elevate them, uplift them, and that's the key to everything. But I noticed there was an interesting twist to that. In the Medrash, it's on the Posuk in Parshas Kibeshim, Avdorechu Kamoichu, but the Medrash is in the Medrash Rabbah in Bereshis. It says, Benaza Yoimer, Ze Sefer Toilos Odom. The Posuk in Bereshis, Ze Sefer Toilos Odom, which refers to Hashem created Odom B'Tzelem Elikim, Ze Kal Godel B'Torah. This is a Klal Godel B'Torah. The Torah is a basic principle of keeping, learning, understanding, living. The Torah is Ze Sefer Toilos Odom, is the Hakora of the Tzelem Elikim, that Odom was created with Tzelem Elikim, that's Ben Azai. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, V'ahavtorecho Kamoicho, Ze Klal Godel B'Torah. Rabbi Akiva says, V'ahavtorecho Kamoicho is the Klal Godel B'Torah, and the Marsha and everybody explains that that's the Gemara, when the Gemara says, Madaloch Sane Lechavruch Loisavid, that which to you is hateful, don't do to your friend, Ze Kola Torah Kula, that's the Klal Godel B'Torah that Rabbi Akiva is referring to. Do not do to your friend anything that, you know, lechavrcho savi madaloch sani, that which he would be hateful. Shaloi teimar. Then the Medrash goes on. Hoyel v'nisbaz zisi yisbaz echaveirai. Imi. I'm mevuze. I've been embarrassed. Oh, my friend should also be embarrassed with me. Komoicho. Hoyel v'niskalalti yiskalel chaveirai imi. Since I was cursed, my friend should also be cursed together with me. That's the kamoicho. That's what v'ahavtorecho kamoicho might lead a person to think. As kamoicho, like me, but if I'm in a bad matzav, then he too could be in such a bad matzav. Omar Rabbi Tanchuma, imosiso kein, if you thought of this or you wanted to act on this, da lemi ato mevaze, bidmuse lekim oso oisoi. Your mevaze, someone who was created b'tzelem elikim. So it's interesting that the v'ahavtorecho kamoicho, which says madaloch sanei lechavrcho v'savid, anything that's hateful to you, don't do to your friend. Being mevuze is hateful to me. Being mekulal, being cursed, is hateful to me. Not only is it hateful to me, but I know the pain. I know the pain. I'm the one. I feel cursed. I feel embarrassed. I know the pain. And V'ahavtorecho kamoicho says there should be love to the extent that you wouldn't do anything to hurt this other person. Anything that you wouldn't want. Madaloch sani lechavroch loisavid. So you wouldn't want anything to be done to you, which is something. Anything that you wouldn't want to be done to you, don't do to him. So V'ahavtorecho kamoicho says that. I shouldn't hurt you. I shouldn't be mevazu you. I shouldn't want you to be cursed. I know the pain of it, and I'm supposed to love you to the extent that that which I wouldn't want for myself, I wouldn't want for you. Yet it seems, and I think the Eitz Yosef explains, I can't really see it, the Eitz Yosef explains that a person who's mevuzah, he wants someone else to... He has a shtickle nechoma when someone else is mevusa. A person who's mekulo, he has a little nechoma that my friend is also. So, therefore, he might think that yeah, but as long as I'm this, then I want you also to be. That's exactly not what the Torah says. That's exactly not what the Ava means. That's exactly not what my Aloch Sani Lecharuch Loisavit means. But because I'm in pain, so even though the pain should really let me know how painful it is, and therefore my love for you should dictate, I certainly don't want you to have that pain. I know it. It's not just something I heard about, I dreamt about, I read about, I feel it. I'm feeling it now. But the feeling of I'm in pain. My pain will be a little bit reduced if you also are in pain. If you have the same pain that I have. So, but I'm not stam overwhelming. I'm going to now reinterpret or misinterpret for Avtorei Kol Kamoicha and say, that's also Kamoicha. Right now, I'm in this matziv, so my love of you is to love you Kamoicha, like me, like just like I'm this way, you're this way. A complete misinterpretation, a misrepresentation of what Avtorei Kol Kamoicha means, but my pain is putting me in that situation, is confusing me that way. So what's the answer to that? Rabbi Tanchuma says there's one answer. Da lemi ato mevaze, b'dmus elikim oso yisei. You're being mevaze etzel elikim. The v'ahavta lecho kamoicho, the tzivui of v'ahavta lecho kamoicho, the love that it's supposed to generate, the realization that I don't want it, and the knowledge that I feel it right now, and I know what it is that I don't want, and I certainly, my love should dictate that I certainly shouldn't want it for you. And that's the tzivui. But I might override that tzivui with some kind of a rationalization and say, well, right now I'm in this matzav, I don't even understand what it would be, but because it'll reduce my pain. I don't know how much it reduces your pain. Someone else is also suffering. So some people say there's two nuschos in the Medrash. One says, you're making me feel better. Another Medrash says, you're making me feel worse. The other guy's also suffering. Whatever it is, but there's some element of nechoma that I have. Tzoras rabim. It's sachatzi nechoma. So I'm not going to be able to be miskaber on that. But what could do it? He's betzelem elikim. I am hurting. I want him to hurt. I didn't do it for me. The love that I have for it didn't overpower it. My love of myself is overpowering my love for him, and I'm not able to be miskaber. But he's betzelem elikim. Who are you being mevaze? L'mi ato mevaze? B'dmus elokim osa oisai? That's a whole different story. So the recognition of the godless Odom can bring me to levels of appreciation, of hisgabrus, of being able to restrain myself from hurting somebody, when the v'ahavta reicho kamoicho and its whole imperative, which is very, very clear, is something that I'm going to get confused and rationalized because of my pain, but not the tzelem elikim. The tzelem elikim takes it to a much higher level. So that's what Ben Azai is saying, Zeh klal godol b'toira, and Rabbi Tanchuma explains, because when a person realizes the tzelem elikim, everything is different. So, you know, we have a lot of issues with Beinol Machaveiroi, with Midos, with consideration for other people, with generosity to other people, with kindness to other people, with patience for other people, sometimes with anger on other people, and sometimes with jealousy of other people, and sometimes with actually doing hezek. Certainly gezel sheino, we all, you know, think that's very difficult to keep to keep away from, and other types of insensitivities that we have to people. And it's very possible, it's very likely, that even though we learn v'ahavta l'recho kamoicho ma'ad aloch sani l'chabrach l'savim, and we know how it feels to be hurt, we know how it feels not to be done chesed to, we know how it feels a person doesn't have rachmanas on us, a person expresses anger to us, a person is jealous, we know all the negative things, how it feels terrible. But yet, v'ahavta l'recho kamoicho, with all of its power, with all the love that it could generate, that's not enough, because I got a little bit of this avas atzmoi. I love myself, and right now for me, I got a wisecrack to make, I have an insult to make, I have an anger to express, I have a resentment to express, and b'meila, it would overpower this massive, major imperative. The imperative that Chazal say, when the goyim came to Hillel and he asked him to teach him the kol ha'Torah kol ha'regel achas, which Marshua says that's v'hafterichu kamoicha. Ze kol ha'Torah kula ve'idach pirusha zil gemara. This is the whole Torah. The rest is just pirush. Now go and learn. So kol ha'Torah kula. I can't control myself. I'm ready to hurt the person. I can't. But if I would stop and think, to whom am I causing pain? To whom am I being insensitive? To whom am I being mevase? On whom am I being angry or resentful or jealous or negative to a saying lashon hara about? But tzelem elokim, if we looked at a person as a reflection, he's created with tzelem elokim. This is bidmus elokim, like it says, if you hang a body to let the body hanging, you can't do it because it's bidmus elokim. It's like the people look and they see as if Hashem was hanging there because he's created bidmus. There's something about the human being that can remind us, that can reflect that the etzem is in his seichel and his sensitivity. He's bitzelem elokim. If we look at tzelem elokim, then we have the ability to overcome all types of weaknesses in Bein Olam Chaveroi, that even the ultimate imperative of Maluch Sani Lechavruch Lisavik, which is Kol HaTorah Kula, which is the most important imperative, which is Kizeh Kol HaTorah Kula V'idach Pirusha, that couldn't stop me, but recognizes it's Tzelem Elokim. So I think the push of the Eitzah is, if we really want to work on in Musa, in Bein Olam Chaveroi, and to really make a sea change that will really be significant, it's really very push it. It's kind of push it, push it, the step. The question is to make it happen. Is every time we talk to a person, I go, who am I talking to? I'm talking to Tzelem Elokim. I'm talking to someone created in the image of Hashem. This is godless. This is super godless. This is superhuman godless. This is something on a different plane. This is about Chasreya Ma'at Me Elokim. That can interfere with all that negativity that I would want to express and I need to express, and v'haftarecho kamoicho couldn't stop me from expressing, but that could make the difference. So I think if we walk around and we focus that a person's bitzelem elokim, I think we'll be living in a different world, the society will be a different place. Unfortunately, there is a direct connection between those that would say that we're not created with tzelem elokim, but rather descendants of I don't know what. It stims, it follows that there's been such a yerida in Bein Olam Chaveroi since these ideas have become prevalent in the general society. But one mistake we shouldn't make. This is a mistake that many people ridiculed Slabotka for, but of course it was just a mistake and impression. They used to say, Slabotka, a mensch is a malach, putz mir de shich. A man is a malach, please shine my shoes. The message is not, shine my shoes. The message is, a mensch is a malach, I should shine your shoes. The attitude has to be, mitzad echod, yes, I'm created mitzelem elokim. That has to elevate me and motivate me and set a higher standard for my life. But when it comes to Bein Olam Chaveroi, I have to remember that he's created with tzelem elokim, and that's going to make all the difference.